to invite the children forward for a children's message with Pastor Tim.
Good morning. Oh, treats. Excellent. As long as you brought some to share. Love that tie. Looking good. Come on, come on. I love that bow. I love those stickers, man. I have a couple tattoos myself. Good morning, everybody. How are we? Good, good. And we heard yes, good, right? Excellent. What holiday is coming up here soon? Yeah, man. Halloween. You're absolutely right. Halloween is definitely coming up first. There's another one that's coming up, though, that's just as cool. Okay, very good. Yep. Also up. I give you a hint. We're celebrating it today. We always celebrate you, my man. Yes, you're absolutely right. All right, listen. It has red in it. It starts with an R. Jesus, that's usually the answer. But not this time. It is Reformation. I know, exactly. Woohoo! Exactly. Anybody know what happened on the Reformation? It actually happened on Halloween night. So what happened is, Sawyer, can you reach in there and get that guy standing right there? Not that guy, the other guy. There it is. On Halloween night, 500 years ago, this guy, Martin Luther, nailed some thoughts to the church door for people to consider. And you see this Martin Luther right here? He nods a lot. The real Martin Luther would not have nodded a lot. He would have shook his head no, right? He said no a lot. But this Martin Luther nods a lot, and he had some questions about the church. What was the church doing? Why were we doing the things we were doing? Were we saying things that were of God, or were we saying things that we just thought up our own selves, right? And so this Martin Luther did that almost 500 years ago. But here's the thing about this Martin Luther. He's super solid, right? In fact, my cat has knocked him off a number of times. I know. And he doesn't break. He just won't break or bend. And that's how I know this Martin Luther is not the real thing. Sawyer, can you get the other thing that's in there? The real thing is more like this Martin Luther, who's made of Legos that they made for the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. And this Martin Luther is made of Legos, and I think this is more like the Martin Luther that we have today, because this Martin Luther can be taken apart and reshaped into something different. And that's what Reformation means. He can be into a good person, yes, exactly, and can be remade into a good person even if he messes up, which is what God does with all of us as we reform as well. So I have a secret for you that I want you to share, but I need you to be quiet. Come close.